Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Maeve has 2, Eugene has 3, and Peter has 4.
Okay, Maeve, that means you're up first, so fill in the blank. On Sunday, a judge blocked the White House's attempt to end blank benefits for 700,000 people.
Army?
No, something. No, to... food stamp benefits.
Oh, food
in his first okay. campaign appearance on behalf of Joe Biden, blank sharply criticized President Trump.
Michelle Obama's husband.
Yes, Barack Obama. On Monday, the Supreme Court ruled that blank could extend their mail-in voting deadline.
Voters.
No, in Pennsylvania. This week, 4 men in New Jersey were arrested after it was discovered they were planning to blank.
Go to New York City.
No, planning to shoot bowling balls out of a cannon. Following Facebook's lead, YouTube announced this week they were banning videos promoting the blank conspiracy theory.
Fake.
The QAnon conspiracy theory. This week, police in L.A. failed to catch a man involved in a high-speed chase, despite the fact that he blanked halfway through it.
Fell?
No, despite the fact that he stopped for gas halfway through the high-speed chase. They
Brave.
Were chasing the man who was in his car after he stole something from a Home Depot, but he built up such a lead he was able to pull over at a nearby gas station to fill up. And not only that, he didn't even pay at the pump. He went inside and paid in cash in order to get the discount. He ended up losing police again in a parking garage. Officers say they'll try to catch up to him after his trip to the McDonald's drive-thru and the 8 hours he's going to wait in line to vote. Bill, how did Maeve do in our quiz?
Well, this is hard to believe, but she is tied with Peter for the lead. 1 right for 2 more points, and 4 gives her that tie.
Yay! Very well done. All right. Eugene, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Monday, the CDC recommended that all plane and train passengers wear blanks.
That they wear masks.
Yes. This week, U.S. officials accused Iran and Russia of attempting to interfere with blank.
With the election,
yes,
with the vote.
On Monday, an appeals court rejected Ghislaine Maxwell's attempt to keep her deposition in the blank case secret.
Open case?
No, the Jeffrey Epstein case. After being accused of stealing election signs, a man in Iowa was caught on camera stealing blank.
Stickers.
No, stealing all the newspapers that reported on him stealing the signs. On Sunday, a new blank in Colorado forced the evacuation of over 3,000 people.
Oh, a new wildfire.
Yes. This week, a rapper was arrested for defrauding California's unemployment office after he blanked.
After he dropped an album?
Sort of, but no. He released a music video where he bragged about defrauding California's unemployment agency.
Oh, no.
The FBI started to suspect rapper Nuke Bizzle of fraud after he released a music video with lyrics like, "You gotta sell cocaine, I can just file a claim." And here's a bullet point list of how I defrauded California for over $1.2 million in unemployment money, which is not only incriminating, it doesn't even rhyme. If convicted, Bizzle would face up to 22 years in prison, but that sentence could be way worse if anyone hears his next single, "Murder Was the Case That They Gave Me Because I Definitely Did the Murder."
Oh, man. Bizzle at least spoke his truth, you know what I mean?
He does, man. He does.
That's what the rap game is all about.
It is.
That's beautiful, Eugene. Thank you.
Bill, how did Eugene do in his debut on our show?
He had 3 right for 6 more points. He now has 9 and the lead.
All right. Well done, Eugene. How many, then, does Peter need to win?
Peter needs 3 to win.
Oh, that seems easy, Peter. Here we go. Peter, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Monday, President Trump called blank's work on the pandemic a, quote, disaster.
Fauci.
Yes, he also called him an idiot. On Wednesday, an interview with blank was released in which he said that same-sex couples should be protected under civil union laws.
The Pope.
Yes, the Pope. This week, Purdue Pharma agreed to pay an $8.3 billion settlement for their part in the blank crisis.
The opioid.
Yes, on
all
Tuesday,
these answers are going to be Italian stuff.
Yes, on Tuesday, former RNC chair Michael Steele announced he was endorsing blank for president.
Joe Biden.
Yes, according to a new report, the iPhone 12 Pro is so expensive in India that if you live there, it's cheaper to blank.
Order food from Italy.
No, to fly to Dubai, purchase one there, and then fly back. On Monday, the U.S. blank hit an all-time high of $3.1 trillion.
The debt.
I'll give it to you. It's the deficit, not the debt, which is
the
scary.
The deficit.
On Sunday, Jacinda Ardern won her second term as the Prime Minister of blank.
A New Zealand.
Yes, this week, a virtual paleontology conference got off on the wrong foot when the hosting software kept blanking.
It fell in the marinara.
No. No, the hosting software, the hosting conference software for the paleontology conference kept censoring the word bone. When the annual conference of the Society of Vertebrate Paleontology went virtual this month, the scientists thought the hardest part would be trying to dig a pit with a laptop. But the real problem was the text function's built-in sensor, which replaced the word bone whenever you typed it in the chat with four asterisks. It was frustrating at first, but eventually the scientists found they could get around it by replacing bone with its synonym, as in, that's a very interesting Allosaurus make love to.
That's like a 12-year-old boy was like, bone. And he was the person who was in charge of it.
Yeah. Bill, did Peter do well enough to win?
Yes, he did. Six right for 12 more points. That means with 16, he is this week's champion.
Congratulations, Peter. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you. Wow.